In this Web Extra, I'm talking with Henry Sobenet, who is the director of Colorado's Office of State Planning and Budgeting, about Colorado's involvement in the Pew MacArthur Results First initiative. Regular listeners to this podcast will know about the initiative, but a quick recap, it's an initiative to work with states, about 19 so far, I believe, and several counties too, to implement an innovative cost-benefit analysis approach that helps jurisdictions to invest in policies and programs that are backed by strong evidence that they work. As a shorthand, Results First is taking the Washington State initiative, known as WISIP, the Washington State Institute of Public Policy, and adapting it to other locations. So with that background, Henry, I know that Results First started with a focus on criminal justice policy. That's where Colorado started as well?
Yes. We started with programs that are delivered inside of prison, parole when people are out of prison, drug treatment, cognitive behavioral therapy, things like this, trying to get a handle on, while a program may be effective, are we actually doing programs that work but maybe are too expensive for what they deliver? So cost effectiveness is the goal of this thing. It's not so much that techniques don't work, it's that are they too expensive? And then the other interesting thing about this, we had the same issue as with Lean. People were very nervous that we were looking under the hood, you know, and tying things back to academic research. And are we turning over our authority over to a machine?
The WISIP database, in other words, of effective programs in Washington State.
Yeah. So we had similar fears and things to work through. And my concern was not that we're going to lay people off. My concern is the next downturn as budget director. What if we get rid of something in budget cutting that is actually working and working at a cost-effective way? So I had a much different longer-term view about this thing than I need to save money and fire people. So through good communication and explaining the bigger picture, we were able to take those fears off the table.
That's an interesting point, Henry, because I think those of us who follow the initiative might think first about it as a tool to help decision makers choose between programs or approaches when creating policy, or even to help them identify programs that aren't cost-effective. Your point here is that it's been a useful tool to know which programs to protect since they are cost-effective.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's always pressure to prove that you're spending money wisely. But also, when things are tight, you better know what you don't want to get rid of. And we did not have a good handle on that. And I think a lot of the results states didn't either. And we've learned an amazing amount of things that we know and things that we don't know about the programs that we're delivering.
Both of these examples that you shared with us today, the Lean Initiative and the Results First Initiative, both have required gaining trust among employees that it's going to help them do their jobs, it's going to help them achieve the mission and not undercut it. Just as we often say that leadership engagement is critical to change initiatives, it's a reminder that employee buy-in is no less important.
I think that's the wonderful part about it. And it this is where it matches up what the private sector does. You know, in the best factories, they let the entry-level worker stop the line if there's a problem. And so when you think about the great customer service companies, you know, the chairman of Starbucks is not delivering coffee. It's that cheerful customer service-minded person that you interact with that is an hourly worker. So the buy-in, the training, the culture of your workforce, that's the secret sauce of all this stuff.